This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! Now we're calling Fat Boy Footloose. Put on his dancing shoes. Eats Twinkies. Then twirls on his feet. Man, he's fat. But the big man can dance. Huge caboose. Fat Boy is now Footloose.
It is. I don't think you have a huge caboose, Fat Boy.
I don't have one.
I know. Nine's got the nicest ass on the show, man-wise. Paige has the lady ass.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Like, when you and everybody else in this room, sits down normally, you have a butt to sit on.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't.
Mine's all bone and taint.
Mine is...
They got some padding there. It's nice to have.
Man, yeah, I don't. I have a very bony ass. I mean, if I could sit on my love handles, I would be in like a love sack.
Yeah. Am I too fat for a love sack?
No.
I'm 350.
No.
Really?
I was bigger than that when I got mine.
Yeah.
Damn. I might look in to get one then.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. Expensive fun.
God, that's good though. That's another whole level of, hey, I'm not too fat for a love sack, so that's good for the ego.
How often are you sitting on your love sack, man?
Not often, though. That's the problem. It's the things I want to do on the love sack, it's too expensive to do it on.
Yeah. Man, I miss having my love sack, but had this
like the paint.
Not Inga, but another dog used to pee on it a lot, so I had to get rid of it because dog pee.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Neighbor's dog?
Fat boy will pay up for that, he says.
No.
Yeah, I got to have original.
By the way, we had a little... what was the conversation the other day? It was what was the headlines conversation about that led us to weird, gross sex toys? what a tease there.
That is.
Remember, because P1 Coda Bell called in and said that they made sex devices now that look like they were made of dragon skin.
Yeah.
Because of like Game of Thrones and like, you know, people just being all into sorcery and all these things.
Yep.
And,
it was a headline story.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I said. But what was the headline story?
I think it was like people are into weird sex toys. Like, that's one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
The dragon ones.
Yeah.
So we said Friday after the show that we should take the weekend and find, in our minds, what is the grossest, weirdest, most extreme sex toy that we can talk about on the radio.
Yep.
And then, because this is a fun exercise, A, it'll show... what's weird to you may not be weird to everybody else in the room. Like, for instance, one that I found. I'll start with it. There's some of these that are just so... I'll say it as my mother would say it, sacrilegious.
Yeah.
That are just awful. Not more than this one right here, though. This is made by Water Fantasies.
Okay.
And is available for... $69.99 with free shipping. If the simulated phallic symbol of a man does not satisfy you, and let's say you're really into aquatics, you can get a device that is shaped just like that of a dolphin's dong.
Okay.
It's called the orca.
The orca. Okay.
Yeah. Or not a dolphin, I guess that would be a whale.
Yep.
Just like the ones in SeaWorld.
Yep.
S-E-A.
Oh, okay.
That's what they should.
I know a few ladies who could work there.
I'm looking at one
S-E-A.
Right now. It's called the Squeal 2. Look at this thing, man. I got to show you the picture. It's a bunch of pink pieces of silicone that kind of rotate like car wash brushes.
It looks like a Roomba on its side.
It looks like a bunch of tongues, and it just rotates.
Oh.
Like speed bagging you. It rotates and hits you like a speed bag.
Let me get one of those.
It's for the ladies.
Okay.
Damn. Bad boy be damned.
Now, see, obviously with some of these, you can't say, hey, would you be into that or would you be into that? But, Paige,
yes.
There's no devices, right, that you would want to resemble that of an animal.
No.
I mean,
no.
If you're not going to eat a whale, you're certainly not going to have sex with
it. Yeah.
As you said before.
Weird. Well, you're being a kid.
I've had sex with a whale before, I must be honest.
Back before we had the stability balls and the yoga balls and all that, they had those bouncy ones with handles on them.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those, but it's got an attachment on it. It's big.
Oh, my God.
So you just bounce on the ball, man. You sit down and just go to town, bouncing on your toy ball.
Oh, boy. That's
it's like a stability ball with an attachment so you won't fall off.
Paige, I mean, do you look at this, what's on his screen. Is that something that you would ever...
No.
Come on, that's like a workout.
Yeah, you would.
That might probably hurt you.
Yeah, how?
Because.
Do you have any of these now, Paige?
No.
Currently.
I've seen what y'all do. That ain't going to hurt.
Like you got to have something. It's got to be some kind of toy.
Well, I get
like
to
this
say,
one.
Okay.
Kaylani's foot fetish.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rubber silicone foot with fingernail polish color of your choice. And it looks like a foot, but the heel of the foot is actually that replicating a woman's genitals.
Yeah.
So you're basically making love to the arch of a foot.
Yep.
Oh.
For $49.95.
Yeah.
Dr. Holes.
Free shipping.
Can I tell you about one? Do you know the accommodator?
No.
No.
It's only $22.64 for a new one.
For a new one.
It's the apparatus that attaches to your ears, but there's a protrusion right up under your mouth so you can work both at the same time.
How's that? Guy. Oh, God.
It's a chin jouster.
What in the world?
That's Jeremy Renner, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one weird. Of them.
Man, I'm looking at something very similar to that right now.
That's on Amazon.
Yeah, they I got know. Them, man. They got a lot of them. They also have bongs and stuff.
Are you going to stare at the back of your buddy's head while you use it? Yeah. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, you are. But this one here, it's like a mouth guard like you'd wear for sports, but it has an attachment on it, and it, you know, you just bite down and go to town.
My goodness.
Oh.
what are you doing? Like,
first of all, that guy that was wearing that gag or whatever that is there,
yeah,
he's gonna smother.
Yeah.
Not in like a pleasurable smother, like he's gonna die because he's got no way to breathe.
His nose isn't covered, but it's gonna be busy.
Paige?
Well, I found one that really bothers me on two different levels.
This one's the one that I'm going to love.
Because of
here.
The animal that it's involving.
No.
And it's price pointed at $169. And it's the Xanthos Horse Muzzle Masturbator.
What? Horse muzzle?
Yes.
What? Horses don't have hands.
Yes, the nose and the mouth of a horse.
That's the best part of John Wick.
It should be hard to do it with a hoof.
This one is terrible.
Oh, I gotta see it.
This is it looks like a big lollipop. You mad? You think you found candy in your mama's dresser?
Oh my gosh!
Little kids gonna think they found candy in mom's nightstand, but no.
It looks like one of them suckers you buy at a Mexican restaurant.
It does. It's like a big lollipop, and it's like what? No, this is not for people who got families and they're nosy kids, which is all kids.
That
I
thing.
Was.
Paige is talking about?
Yeah.
It's like a school volcano turned sideways. That's what it looks like. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I don't know if it's for boys or
I hope
girls,
I draw your name for Christmas, Paige.
Oh, boy. No, I don't want that.
You know about the butterfly? The wireless butterfly?
No.
$24.95.
Hold on. Paige has got her device
no,
out.
I do not want that.
It's a butterfly with straps on it, but you wear the straps like a jock, and that goes over your crotch.
Yeah.
Goodness.
For her, him.
For her.
God.
How about a fleshlight that looks like a hot dog? Because they got one. It looks like a hot dog in a bun with ketchup and mustard on it, but it's like a fleshlight.
I'm buying all of them.
Yep.
Just don't put chili on it.
Yeah.
A little later.
Go the foot long and then some.
I got one more. I got a couple more, but time permitting, I'm going to tell you about this one. You know. When it comes to technology and the advancements, it's usually kind of nerdy types that come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like the pleasure periscope.
Oh, man, I can imagine.
The end of the device is actually a fisheye camera. This retails for $299. The device is accepted, and then you get at the bottom, and you look through it like you're in a periscope inside of a submarine, and you get to see what's going on up there. Yes! You imagine? Like, say, hey, wait a minute.
Your buddy's going to be like, we're not friends anymore, dude.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm looking at a snorkel mask right now. It's not a snorkel. It's called Snorkelo, but it's like it has these two little things that go up your nose, and then it comes around the back of your head so you can breathe while you're doing whatever.
You would have to have that.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you would have to be able to, like... You would have to be able to breathe through your ears.
Yeah, but here I am, like, dressed like a scuba diver.
Well, naked. Imagine the guy with the periscope. He's sitting there and he's looking through this thing. He's like...
That Kelsey Grammer movie about being in the Navy from the 90s.
Down periscope?
That's the one.
Yeah, he's sitting there and he's like, wait a minute, do you smoke? It looks like you have lung cancer as I'm checking this thing out.
Yep.
Got to tell you about one.
Go ahead.
It's a protrusion that's kind of like the ball, but, you know, you would accommodate yourself on it.
Yeah.
It's called the prostate senator.
Oh, boy.
And it looks like Strom Thurmond when you're finished. $59.99. I believe I could have a deal with this. Prostate senator.
You made that one up.
That's terrible.
It spells sin with an I.
Well, here's another thing that kind of disturbs me.
Paige is reading her Amazon wish list.
No.
Man, I just found what it was like the Eiffel Tower. Go for it.
It's called the Jumbo Wolf, and its price point $139. Oh, it actually is the size of a wolf. It's a 30 inches in length, and it actually has the genitalia of a wolf that you can have sex with.
God bless.
Are you gonna rescue it?
No, I couldn't do it. It's a female she wolf.
Are you into orgasms and archaeology?
No.
Check out this. Sarcophagus for your orifice called the King Tutplug. It looks like King Tutankhamun's thing. And
no.
It's
King Tutplug.
That's so bad.
This is the greatest.
As seen on Ancient Aliens.
Did you say the price point?
There's not one on this.
Oh,
one.
Dang.
Got to tell you about one.
This is off a list I found of most bizarre sex toys, to be honest with you, on crack.
I think if I can get that for you for Christmas.
This one's expensive. You got to pony up for it. $250.
Whoa.
It's a head, like a mannequin head, with the attachment, you know, for the mouth is open.
I got you.
And it looks like Gary Coleman. It's called the What Are You Talking About, Willie?
You are making these up now. I'm saying
mine
real.
Mine are real. Yours are fake.
$250. Yeah.
I am amazed. This is something I don't understand. So tell me the psychology behind this, Jimmy.
Yeah.
The world of anime porn and the sex toys that go along with it. Like, there's sex toys that look like anime dolls. Like, if you're to that point in your life where you have to get a sex doll, don't you want one that looks somewhat human and not like a cartoon?
Preferably, yeah.
So is that people that are just stuck in their childhood, they have some kind of Oedipus complex, maybe? Some kind of longing to be told what to do?
Maybe.
That's part, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they won't be disciplined.
Man, they're subs.
All right, this one here doesn't exist, but there's a prototype or two out there that do exist. It's called Teddy Love. They had an Indiegogo back in 2016 for it.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for $50,000, and they got $843 from 13 people. But it's a teddy bear that... You know how Teddy Ruxpin would, like, sing the songs and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
This one just has a tongue that works on you.
Oh, my.
You put in any tape?
I don't know if it doesn't require a tape. No, it's not like that. No. But my favorite one costs $105. Oh. It's called Demon Blank.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
It's a demon's joke.
It looks like... See, Fat Boy won't get up for the vagina ones, but you say...
It looks like a dog.
What do you think of that one, Fat Boy?
Oh, my God.
I love this stuff. People are weird, awesome. Man. People
Paige has another one.
I do. This is his, oh, my God, this is my pièce de résistance. It's called the Thrask alien creature, which is like it's something else and curved out of this world.
I'm thinking about transitioning. This is fun stuff.
Transitioning to what?
A woman nine.
This one right here comes with no explanation or description, rather. I'm just going to show it to you, and you tell me what you think it is.
Okay.
What is that? It's a woman wearing a gas mask, but the tube that comes out of it is also
a fart tunnel.
No, it ain't. Like, look, Jimmy, what is that? It's called a dildo gas mask.
Yeah.
Or dildo, excuse me. Yeah. I misread that.
Can we get one?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the point of that is. I guess if you're really into steampunk and blanking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, then.
You can customize these mannequin heads. It's called the Looks Just Like Your Uncle
mm-hmm. yeah.
company. $300.
I don't know a lot of
wow.
these things we can do.
They're so weird.
Oh, man, here's one on a...
Did you see the stethoscope? Because I can't even talk about that on the radio in even any kind of generic terms. The stethoscope.
No, but I found one that's built on a pogo stick.
Oh, my God.
That
ain't
real.
That is,
like something that Borat would use.
I'm telling you, these are all real.
Mm. I got one. It's cheap. It's 99 cents. You go to any store. It's called Wax Lips. Have fun.
Yeah, I know. Wax Lips. Good. Mm-hmm.
God, you're a whole three. Fat boy.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Boy. You're what are we going to do about
The bar was kind of set, and you just pushed it down into the mud.
$3, you know.
We were having a good time there, and then that happened.
I'm just going off Casey's prices from back in the day. It's closed now.
Yeah, man. That was a weird little transition.
You got to end us on a down note.
I don't think you heard it. I said wax lips.
I know. I heard you. It just wasn't that good a joke.
I don't know if you heard it.
Paige, I mean, it's on you now.
I mean, yeah. Boy.
The ones that you can get that look like Sesame Street characters are weird, though. Oscar the Cooch. Oh, but it stinks. Paige?
Well, I think you can accelerate your play, if you will, if you purchase the Excalibur knotted canine plug with blanky rod. So there you go.
All pages are animal themed. No.
I know. What are you looking at? You trying to rescue one?
$139.
I said, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh,
not what do you want to have for sex.
I thought you said if I have another one. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm done. That was the last that I have. I have a story. If you want to get your kids better at math, what you need to do. How are you going to punish them? I'll tell you next in your Rise Guys Headlines.
How are you going to? Fatboy, don't do it. Don't do it. Let's just go. Let's just go. I see the mind. Let's just go to break.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rock. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha.
All right, well, let's talk about math. And a new study found that you can improve your math skills if you get punished for the wrong answers. But I have to tell you, there's a caveat to this. It was based on a French study on bees. And the bees, the honeybees, they're better at counting. And then if they made the wrong decision, they were penalized with something that tasted bitter. And if they made the right decision, they were rewarded with some fructose that was sweet. So the bees were able to count and get the right answers.
What? That's...
So there's,
that's crazy talk.
There's a theory.
Figure out why these kids can't learn anything.
That it would work the same for kids if you punish them with the wrong answers that they receive. But how would you punish a child?
So if they didn't get good grades, give them expired milk at lunch.
How could you have any meat if you don't eat your pudding or something like that? Yeah. You know?
Well, this is America 2019. I don't really know if kids still get punished, right?
No, but I mean, don't you
kind
of...
Baby goats or...
No, they get punished.
You get punished because you don't get good grades anyways. It's already happening.
They won't show a kid how to do a problem. They won't say, here's the way to do it.
Yeah.
They'll say, learn these four or five different approaches to do it.
Yeah.
And then use them all to solve it.
Yeah. Now they send home all the homework and the parents can't even help with the math.
Right.
Because they're like, we didn't do it this way, man.
I'll tell you something, pal. Kids don't have homework anymore.
Okay.
They don't.
I see people post on Facebook about not being able to help their kids with homework. But they're not like high school age kids.
I think the kids are saying that because they know their parents are dumb and they just want to get away for a little while.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I guess this would help with smaller children if you rewarded them with candy or something like that.
But they're not animals.
I know.
I mean, like, I get what that works with, but you can't just... Well, you know what, though? Here I am saying that, but on the other hand, I'm thinking, green means go and red means stop.
Right. Yeah. And then if you're good, you get a sticker on your hand. If you get
if you're 21, you get one of these cool bands you can buy for a dollar and help out Bob Jones.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know about that approach you say there, Paige, because it's like dog training where you don't do the negative, you just reinforce positively only. Right. But I don't know. I mean, people are a little different there. Maybe you need some occasion, not like over the top, like everybody's parents used to do, nonstop, every day, all the time. But a little bit of that, I guess, negative reinforcement would be the word for it.
Like
consequences.
If your kid messes his pants, you rub his face in it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, there's something, not that, but like the whole thing. Like, I have two of my friends who had to go smoke a cigarette in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, think of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got caught smoking? Let's see how much you like it. And then, you know, I never knew anybody it happened to, but you'd hear stories of people, their parents would make them smoke a whole pack.
Yeah. I got some buddies that did that. Like, they were already doing it. Mm-hmm. Your parents make you smoke. Okay.
All right, man.
I'll sit there one after another.
Quit looking at them nudie magazines. I'm going to buy you a subscription, Matthew.
I'm going to make you look at me naked.
But all the same, that's kind of what these animals do, is they gather pollen to make honey. So that's kind of what they're doing naturally, as opposed to a child. Some kids may not be naturally good at math, and they'll suffer all the way through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not.
Not good at math?
No.
I was great at math.
Really?
Was. You don't have to use it anymore, though. Like, everything is, you go to a restaurant, you're figuring out the tithe. The gratuity. Mm-hmm. The gratuity.
The tithe. What's you been in church yesterday?
But they have the percentages already at the bottom, you know, to figure out for you, or calculator right there on your phone. I mean, it's one of those things where now, like, there's a section of New York that is cash-free. A section of downtown New York that is cash-free. Now, part of it is like, well, people don't carry cash anymore. But I think part of it is because they don't know how to count and make the change. It's like zip or hit my phone or scan the web of my fingers, ever how they're doing it up north now.
Yeah.
Up there in Gomorrah.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever just
Sodom's out west, Gomorrah's up north.
When you use cash somewhere, do you ever just get so frustrated you just want to tell them how much to give you back because they're struggling?
Or just tell them to keep the change.
And it's displayed up there how much they're supposed to give you back. They just are having trouble counting.
I don't think they know coins.
No, that's what takes the damn long is when they're trying to kill you coins.
What is this?
Like, no, just keep it. Just keep it.
They tried to get rid of pennies years ago and everybody raised hell.
Yeah. That's because
we need pennies.
Also, like when
need something to throw in a fountain.
I also like when tax is included in the price.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't we just display the price with tax, and that's what you know you're going to spend?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to, fool the consumer? I guess some kind of fool the consumer to think it's going to be, 8 cents cheaper?
Trump's fault.
No, it's not. Obama. He's just fixing his mess.
That goes further than that.
Well, here's a story that Matt Mann can relate to with some fictitious IDs. And you have your story about the fake ID back in the day.
That's right.
There's a 20-year-old guy in Iowa who was busted for having a McLovin fake ID in a bar.
Jeez, man.
You know, from Superbad, the movie. And he was charged with possession of a fake ID, public intoxication, and other charges. And this is a 20-year-old guy named Daniel Burleson. He was at a bar in Iowa City on Friday when the cops did a sweep through the bar and ID check. So he gave them his real ID and showed that he was 20, and then they spotted the fake one in his wallet. It wasn't just any fake ID. It was a Hawaiian driver's license with the name McLovin and a picture of McLovin on it. So,
yeah. He sold those. I went to, I won't say what city it was in, but I went to a Comic-Con in Greenville. That there was a guy there who was selling all these, and it was a novelty, but they had McLovin. They had, like, you could have X-Files. You could have, like, David Duchovny's FBI badge. He sold all that stuff there. But I don't think the guy's trying to use it. He's probably
it was just
a funny little thing.
He doesn't really look exactly like McLovin. Hairstyle's a little different, but he has short, dark hair, and he's young looking.
Yeah.
So it was probably just a fun thing that he was carrying around with him.
But did you ever have a fake ID, Fat Boy?
No, man. I didn't really need one.
That's true.
Oh, man. The couple times I...
That cool dad you knew, right?
I was always one of the bigger kids. If I tried it, I only tried it twice. It was at the same place. But looking back, I think you could still buy underage at that same place.
Oh,
so I don't think it's like that much of an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we had the we had the underage store. It was a.
I know where it is. I know exactly.
You remember
where
what,
it was.
What we called it? The Asian Connection.
We had a restaurant one time we went to all together after a high school football game in Greenville, and it's still around, and they served us alcohol.
This one's long gone, but
write
it was.
That down. I'm curious.
It was a gas station on White Hampton Boulevard, and the guy who owned it was you know. It was Asian, and he didn't really like. He never checked IDs, and we'd call it the Asian Connection. And we'd head over there and get some deuce deuces.
It was Yakuza.
Yeah.
So they did the sweep around 12:30 a.m.
Oh.
So needless to say, you know, people were probably inebriated at that point at this bar.
Yeah.
And he was busted, and then he had this ID that he admitted to the cops that he bought on Amazon.
Wow.
They nailed ours to the wall at Dick's Last Resort in Myrtle Beach.
The guy that made
what
mine.
What about the IDs?
We're going to be mean to you.
The guy that made mine rented an apartment from a Russian and her son, and then he would make the IDs and eat oranges at the same time.
Well.
Hey, he just wanted to get his vitamin C and potassium in.
Yep.
That's a movie.
Is it?
Yes. I can't remember it, though. What is it? That's a fun game.
Fugitive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew it sounded,
Or, you know, he's, I guess he's making IDs and eating oranges.
Yeah. I think I like U.S. Marshals better than The Fugitive.
That's a good one, too. I'll watch it.
I think I love U.S. Marshals.
Wesley Snipes with a blonde wig.
I miss Joe Pantoliano being in movies I could see.
Guess Ralphie. What movie I introduced Caitlin to for the first time yesterday?
Blazing Saddles.
American Psycho. She had never seen it before.
Oh, my God.
Dude, go watch it again. It's such a classic.
I love it.
And it was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Did you do all the quotes?
A lot. She hated because I would sit there, oh, here it comes. Here comes a good scene. It drove her crazy.
Yeah, you can't be doing that, man.
I know.
Trying to listen to the
did
new
you give it
big
away?
Child, you, big kid, you big old kid.
You say the line before it happened? Cause
like,
I
when the
that.
Movie started,
I really
said, are you familiar with Huey Lewis in the News? And she's like, yeah, from the Back to the Future thing. I was like, oh, it's much better than that. You just wait.
I like when he says, don't just look at it.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I wish I could find
you're going to be Sabrina.
I wish I could find a 90s movie to watch. I don't know what made me think of it. It's called, Joe Pantoliano's in it. That's what it was.
Joey Pants?
Yeah, the one with Jason Priestley called Calendar Girl, where they're all it's like him and his buddies, Jerry O'Connell's in it, and they're trying to go meet Marilyn Monroe or whatever.
Yep.
Man, that's a fun movie. I miss that. They wind up on a nude beach. That's funny.
I like the way you say that, nude beach.
They don't make them like they used to.
I miss 90s movies when they'd actually, if they were on the beach, they'd actually go film on a beach instead of, you know, green screen everything. It sucks. Garbage.
God, that's such
I'm having fun.
It is a Monday. Movie. It is.
Huh?
What, American Psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good. It's good.
The soundtrack is awesome. The way it's so methodically made is so good.
Oh, yeah. It's a film. They did a good job. It's complete. I watched Natural Born Killers last week. I enjoyed that. First time I've seen it in a long time.
It was just refreshing to see a movie with nudity with women in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there, take a shower.
You got a point
I'm going to check and make sure how clean you get.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of 80s horror movies and 70s horror movies. Yeah. Man, so many naked women.
Tarantino wrote that movie.
True Romance or Natural Born Killers. He did both. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about customer service. And most of the time, we are more apt to praise good customer service, but we will talk more about people that give you bad customer service.
Apparently, we are awesome at it.
Any other thing that happens to you, if you get bad customer service, you're going to tell three people at least. So this is what the study found is we get annoyed after 3.5 minutes on hold and hang up after 11 minutes.
Mm.
We can't stand.
I don't know what I would... I pay all my bills digitally. I don't know any. What would I have to call anything for?
Sometimes you
have to.
Let me look in my phone log and see the longest call I've had besides my mother in the last.
I can tell you when you got a call to do anything about your account.
What?
Besides, if you want to do anything outside of paying the bill, you have to call the cable company. You can't do anything on the app or the web with them.
That's in her name. She has to do all that.
Or you can just pay the bill. Anything else you want to, if you want to add something or drop something, or you can add stuff. You can add stuff with the remote. But if you want to cancel anything, you got to call them and do that. Mm. They get you there.
Well, the most common ways we like to retaliate, hit back at bad customer service is complaining to the company or posting an online review or calling them out on social media, which, you got to go to Twitter if you're really upset these days.
No, or the CarolinaVaporville.com text line,
yeah.
It seems.
Yeah. Around two-thirds of us agree with the phrase, the customer is always right.
I don't. I've seen enough videos now of crazy customer service reactions that I don't believe that at all. Because if you have that mentality, you won't be in business very long.
Well, here's something to think about if you have a business. The average American has four companies that they blacklisted and won't give their business to anymore.
Elizabeth?
Kayla and I have what we call the list. And it's funny.
You do, too.
Yes.
Yes, and everybody does.
When we went out to eat with, we won't say where, but where we went out to dinner with Rob Inario and Brittany after Mad World, we went to a place that we'd put on the list. And it was great. So they're off the list.
Off the list again.
Got to give them a second chance. Don't blame it on the server if the food is good, but if the food sucks, don't go there.
Well, this is the theory. The average person has a three strikes, you're out rule with company. So maybe you tried them three times and it was terrible food. They're done.
Yeah, I got that with a famous chain.
What about a couple weeks ago when my bill was paid but my water got shut off anyway?
How long were you on the phone with them?
Not that long, a few minutes. But, like, okay, three strikes and you're out. I guess I'm just not going to have any water now because there's nobody else to get it from.
You have to suck it up for that. I'm sorry.
Like, oh, no, I'm not happy with the power company, so I'm going to live in the dark and the cold.
Is that something that can change in our lifetime?
No.
Where they don't allow monopolies in water and power?
Yeah, not the way we vote, man. Pardon, not the way we vote, man.
That was my fourth radio name.
Yeah.
Not the way we vote.
Well, murders and executions, mostly.
That's the only way you can do it is, I mean, honestly, you can't start your own power company.
Yeah.
Show them. So we interact with customer service people 125 times a year, or roughly once every 3 days, which includes phone calls, emails, and things like tweets.
I got a survey call the other day, and I answered it, and I did it. I didn't even, like, pretend to be a foreigner or anything. Like, I'll do that sometimes when I answer calls. I'll be like, hello? And then they'll say, I'm looking for Philip Harris. I'm like, you have your own number. Hang on. I don't want to answer my real voice. I have voice recognition now.
They'll know who you are.
They could change your voice to sound like my mother. Mm-hmm. Is that you, Matthew? Yeah, it's me, Mama. What's up? Just kidding. It's Prisma. Pay your bill.
Oh, goodness. Well, the number one movie in the country. Second week out, made $192.7 million. Just this past weekend, $55 million. We're talking about Joker being the number one movie in the country.
I still haven't seen it.
Nah, me neither, man.
I gotta go.
Might go this week, maybe.
Joker.
So the other two movies, in third place, Gemini Man, $20.5 million. In second place, The Addams Family cartoon, $30.3 million.
How?
I didn't know people were still in. I mean, it's a lot of people went to movies with their grandparents.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the Addams Family movie. I'm going to watch the one from the early 90s where Christopher Lloyd was Fester.
Yeah, that's good.
Raul Julia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to watch Addams Family Values where Pugsley's dressed like a turkey and comes out and says, eat me!
Which one had the MC Hammer song?
That was the first one.
That was, what was it called? Addams Family?
The Addams Family.
No, but the song.
I remember it.
Oh, I got it. Hang on.
Oh, man.
Come on.
The fingers of Google versus the fingers of sausage right now. It's a showdown.
If Fatboy looked at that clock, he wouldn't be trying to pull that song up.
It's a showdown at the Golden Corral. I mean, the OK Corral. Excuse me.
You got to hear it on the way out, buddy.
Called Adam's Family Groove.
All right. Rise Guys Headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys and maybe some McHammer right after this. Morning, everybody.
They're grubbing 93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, even your mean text this morning. Get it out. Take it out on us. Whatever. But if this day is bugging you, call the FOF line, 864-241-4318, and share that with us. Tomorrow, a brand new Truth and Consequences. Also, we will reveal to the world what Fatboy's pigskin punishment will be. That's fun to be on the other end of that.
Ain't it, though? It's the best.
It really, really is. And also, Paige will have you $1,000 cash here shortly. Get today's podcast. Get a 933theplanetrocks.com, radio.com podcast app, or text podcast to 72341. Again, Paige, $1,000 P1 payoff coming up shortly. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have you a blessed Monday. And take a look, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Bye, baby. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.